Good morning.
And what a beautiful boy. In the neighborhood, and his name is Elias, and I love him so much, I just want him to know. Oh, I thought you were Guido. Excuse me. Shall I proceed?
Definitely.
What a month.
Huh?
Oi, there were some lows, a couple of highs, mostly intense. I wrote it all down in bullet points, and here I am smiling this morning.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's amazing how that happens. Honest to God, I almost said I'm going to make this an X-File because I'm so depressed it'll depress everybody, and then I thought, oh, I'm not depressed anymore. Great. Okay. I'm not going to make it an X-File. All right, I'm just going to proceed with some physical symptoms and some impressions I have about them. And then a couple of fears that I'd like you to allay. And that's where I'll start. Okay. Scratchy throat, itchy eyes, right eye especially, and the right eye is blurry a lot when I wake up. Achy hips when I first wake up. That gets less painful as the days go on. Lower back aches for weeks now. Really, I sound like I'm dying. I'm not. Okay, here's my couple of impressions. The iodine, I'm experiencing what they call with my iodine people, post scarcity, meaning I get the scratchy throat and the itchiness and swollen lymph nodes when my glands want more iodine. That's the rule about that, or that's the idea about that. So the backache, I'm not too sure. Sitting long, and maybe I pulled something at the barn. I just can't seem to shake it. Or the itchy eyes and the scratchy throat could be an allergic reaction to Rachel's new oil that she's given me that has patchouli and other, it's all essential oils. It's all pure stuff. But I was trying to track when all this started, and it could be that. I'm leaning in the direction of post-scarcity. And what it's making me realize, and I know, don't yell at me, not that you would, but I think I finally, okay, iodine triggers detox in a lot of people, meaning various kinds of detox. Things here, scratchy throat, in some cases, skin eruptions, for me a lot, depression and anxiety. I did an experiment born out of a suggestion on my list that I take a 50 milligram dose and then take 3 days off twice. I did that, and then I went way back down to 12.5 milligrams, which is still more than my 6.5, and started to get the scratchy throat. And I think I went from the high to the low, and either my body wanted more and I triggered a lot of detox, or, and this is what I woke up with this morning, and this is what I have a feeling you're going to say, duh, but I'm thinking I should, I'm not taking iodine now, I'm on a break, it's my second day, and I do feel better. I'm thinking I should take some more days off, and then just start back up with 2% and stay there every day, and stop raising, the iodine is toxic for me, and I don't need to push out toxins so fast. This is not a race. It's doing a good thing. I'm already 80 to 85% full of iodine. Why do I need to add more? Would you say that just staying at 2%, not even pulse dosing, just staying at a little tiny dose consistently in my water, like I give the cats, would be better?
Yes.
To make a long, sad story short.
And now, what I will express to you, regardless of what you read, regardless of who you speak to, regardless of what you present to yourself, do not increase it. Ever.
So some people say 225 milligrams even, which I think is less than the 2%. So 2% Lugol's is like 2.5 milligrams. Would that be acceptable?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not going to exceed that. In fact, I'm going to give that to the cats instead of the 5%. Okay, okay.
Stop increasing
it. Okay, boy, it's really...
Do not do it again.
Yes, sir. Honey, Elias. Yeah, I agree. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for me. I know you're not... I don't have to be sorry for you. But it's so... persuasive. Jesus, you know, the whole list is about that. But anyway, okay, I hear you. I just got this morning, I promise. For myself, 2% Lugol's, that's it, pal. Okay.
I would express that other than the itching, the other symptoms are connected with that.
With the iodine, the scratchy throat, the swollen, the swollen glands and the depression.
Yes, and even your back.
And my hips. My hips are just killing me. My back, my hips, my swollen glands. Now.
That would be...
the allergic reaction to Rachel's stuff.
Yes, that is.
Because I put on just plain jojoba oil this morning, which absorbs really well. No itching. No, nothing.
That is an allergic reaction.
Okay, so the jojoba oil is good.
And let me express to you, note this.
Okay. Shaking his dead head. Hello? Go on.
It does not matter how natural or how organic anything is, or any substance, you can develop an allergy to anything. Anything.
Okay.
You can develop an allergy to an object. Anything. It does not have to be living.
It could be inanimate.
It does not have to be from a living source. Anything you can develop an allergy to. Why?
Good question.
Because your body is expressing a message in irritation to you. It is reacting to some outside source that you don't resonate with and that irritates you. And this is what your body does. It generates a reaction, which is the allergy.
Thank you. Okay, so... human sacrifices are me. Da 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 da. Okay, excellent. So a whole thing, I'm not old. Yay, okay. The blue days. The whole thing. Oh, here's another one. I started drinking reverse osmosis water from my co-op. Miss Clean Water here. Hello? Got so bummed out for days and days. I couldn't figure it out. Finally, I read that reverse osmosis water is just dead water and it leaches minerals out of your body. So I added liquid minerals to the fucking water. Bing! I felt fine. Then I called our little town here in Brattleboro and asked for the report on our tap water. Had my friend read it. No added fluoride. It's actually well below any critical toxin levels. It's okay. So I started making coffee with tap water and giving the cats tap water. I'm still drinking my water, but I'm adding minerals to it because it tastes better. But, hello? What do you think of that? Duh. I got so tired and listless and malaise, and I went, oh, I'm leaching shit out of my body drinking this hot stuff water. Great. Would you agree? So a little drop of these Anderson minerals, 2 milliliters and 1 milliliter and a quarter. I drink two quarts a day. It's God's plenty.
Or you could drink tap water.
Oh, shut up. I'll just be drinking tap water now. Honestly. Shut up. I know. Okay. All right. Okay, fine. And this would be the reason I cannot take, much to the chagrin of my iodine workshop list, I can't take any vitamin C or B. They're on the C thing. They all want me to take C because, you know, I report my symptoms. I'm sorry, Paula. I know I'm driving you crazy. Sid, she's doing pretty good. Anyway, vitamin C has like a psychotropic effect on me. I can't take it anymore. Same with extra vitamin B. We've talked about this. My theory is, I'm on such a clean, good for me diet. I eat liver, organic good liver, three or four times a week. I eat beef. I just eat good food, and I think I'm getting my vitamins and my B and C in what I eat.
Yes.
Now, and since I've been eating that way, the extra synthetic doesn't do what, it's too much, right? We said that before. I'm sorry, yes. We're doing a Sumavi repeat here, but. Speaking of carbs, I decided to ditch the sweet potatoes, but here's why. Because my people on my list said the reason I'm having depression is because I'm not eating enough carbs. So, I added a fucking sweet potato. Really good. Got myself up to 70 carbs, got hungry, started eating more, was not a happy camper, felt bloated and icky.
How often were you...
Every day I was eating a sweet potato and shaking his dead head.
Excess, excess, excess.
Every day a sweet potato. Okay, sorry. I'm trying to, so I go down to 30 grams. Shaking his head and laughing. Okay.
I offer that to you as a suggestion to occasionally, not to excessively be consuming this, but occasionally.
Like when I come here for dinner, have a sweet potato and relax. Thank you. Okay.
Or once a month, or once every 3 weeks, but it is not that it is...
a daily thing.
Correct.
Because what it gave me a heads up on is I went up to 70 carbs, felt like shit. The day after I went down back to about 30 carbs, the bloat went away. I dropped a couple of pounds of just water weight, I think. I didn't really gain a lot of weight. I just felt bad. Anyway, 30 carbs a day seems to be my happy place as a rule. 50 is a little too much. Even 40 is too much. So I'm gauging that with how my body feels.
Definitely.
Don't you think about 30 carbs a day is okay?
Yes.
Thank you.
It is a matter of your body.
My body.
You know what your body feels, and you know what feels comfortable for you.
Right.
And what allows you your optimum energy and activity, and in that, listen to your body.
Well, I'm also eating my little meals every day, which I have energy all day long. No matter what I'm going through, my body's like going, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And I'm like, the doing piece is doing pretty good. The thinking piece is fucked up, but the doing piece is right in there. Anyway, so I want to, again, thank you for that. I also incorporated these, what they call miracle noodles. They're yam-based Japanese. They're cool. They fill up my bowl, and they taste delicious, and I don't seem to be having an adverse reaction to them. I've been eating them for years, so I'm going to continue that. Can you, I don't think there's anything wrong with them. They feel pretty good.
No.
Good. Okay. On to really the deep shit now, the deep spiritual duty shit. Okay. About that doing a thinking, feeling situation. You told me and have told me for years that, most recently a lot, that my MO, my modus operandi, is to not create live-in partners, but to create visitors over and over. Not several, a visitor, and then the visitor goes. And that's how I like it. I've been so confused about that, and I present it to myself, all my friends coming to see me, two couples, okay? They're in this whole world of being a couple. I'm like, God, that's just so awful to me. But I was also sad, because it seemed like they're so normal. And I'm so out of their loop. I'm so out of the loop of my old friends, which is another whole session altogether. But it was wonderful to see them. And they loved my house, but we're like, bing, so different. And, you know, time goes by. You can't go back. I'm sorry. Wish I could. I tried. But you can't. So there's a little convoluted thing there. Anyway, in the midst of all this confusion and kind of sad, and there's a lot of poor Ledeems around me that are, like, so family-oriented. I'm like, oh, fuck. They're so happy. They're taking family pictures. I'm like, ew. Right, let me just read this. Let me just say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for breathing. I'm sorry for being romantic. Okay, so here's what I think. Where I shine as a leader personality, okay, I'll get to the leader personality. Where I shine is that I stay connected with everybody in Cyberland.
Yes.
And it is my most natural movement. I love them in Cyberland. They love me. We actually can talk almost every day. Or we play Scrabble. I mean, I'm connected to a wide bunch of people that way, and it's natural for me. We don't have to get on an airplane. We don't have to drive anywhere. We have each other on Facebook. It's, to me, it's very efficient. Don't you agree?
For
me?
Definitely.
Don't you think it's great? And it's okay. It's not a bad thing. I'm not hiding. I'm not being isolated. I'm not, because you know there's all that fear, but...
No.
It's good for me.
Yes.
It's very efficient. And they get the benefit of my cuteness. And I get the benefit of their connection. Okay.
Being interactive does not mean that you must be in physical proximity with other individuals or that you must be interacting with them physically continuously. You are being interactive. That is not isolating.
Right. Much.
Isolating would be being by yourself and not being interactive with anyone.
No, that's not me. At all. I'm very interactive with everybody. Mostly my cats, but it's okay. excellent. All right, so, you're with me all the time, so you know I had that bittersweet thing with seeing my old friends, and it was like Stevie kept saying to me, so who does stuff for you around here? I said, I give the guy next door $20, he does stuff. And Steve went, oh, what, I should get something runny guy? No. Okay, Sal, my friend Sal, surprisingly, we're still seeing each other. I keep thinking every time, I'll never hear from him again. I hear from him. he just fell down and fractured a hip. He's very grumpy. He's got that grimada, Sumavi grimada. He's like not a happy camper. But I give him cute notes. I tell him he sounds better, and he does. And I think he really likes me. He's like this concert level musician with the composing, and he fell and had to cancel a concert. You can imagine how crazy he was to do that. He was insane, but we have a thing. Harold loves him. So he's kind of the classic. He comes once in a while. We hang out. We haven't had an intimate connection yet. That's probably because I pushed him away from at first, but you know, it could happen. I'm not going to be opposed to that, but it's not the emphasis of our relationship at all. Just like you said.
Congratulations.
A little more affection would be okay with me, but I think I scared him. But anyway,
that is an accomplishment.
Don't you think?
And comfortable.
And very comfortable. Very comfortable. It could segue into more, but he's not in a big hurry. He's very busy. And I'm very busy. Of course, he's practicing the viola da gamba, and I'm tacking up horses, but it's busy. Busy is busy.
Precisely.
Anyway, it's fun.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you. He's sweet.
That is more of a flow for you.
It is.
Than envying the couples that think are normal.
Right. I mean, the girls and I agreed we'd rather have a burger than sex, so we're kind of on the same page there, but they got these boys. Anyway, another story. Okay, so, thank you about Sal. I didn't ever ask you for his essence name. Can I have his essence name?
One moment. Essence name. Regin. R-E-G-G-I-N.
He's pretty regimented. Regin. That's okay. Good. It's kind of perfect right now. I'm happy about that.
Excellent.
Okay, so quick about Ellen, about The Office. Okay, here's the bottom line with the... There's a lot of chaos with the web migration platform. It's not done yet. Ellen, my friend Ellen, is hysterical because she's like, the company's going to fail, and she's the accountant. It's not failing. It's not going to fail. We're living with a lot of stress right now, but it's also coming together. It's going to happen, and it's coming together. I'm not discouraged. It's just the atmosphere at times is very stressful. And my bottom line feeling is, again, we're okay, and I'm making an impact by just being me and being the liaison person and not being overly bitter and negative. And actually, we had a little bit of an altercation in my office where people were yelling and screaming and complaining. I go, stop. This is not a bad place to work, and I personally am not going here with you guys. I love the job. I like the work here. And perpetuating this vibe is not helpful. It's not helpful to the team out there. And I'm sorry, you got to stop. I'm not going to hear it. And they all walked out of my office and said, well, we're not like you. I go, yeah, you're right. And I felt bad all weekend, but it's okay. I am what I am. I didn't mean to be sanctimonious or anything. I'm just done with the bullshit. Is that bad?
No.
Thank you. Okay, second to last but not least. So I'm talking to Ellen yesterday, right? Ray of sunshine, that Ellen. And I'm talking with my hands, and she goes, oh my God, your palms are yellow. Do you have liver problems? Are you jaundiced? I went, no, I just tan every week, and I can't get my hands out of the bed like I used to be able to. It's a different bed, so why am I explaining this to you, Ellen? I don't have liver problems. I'm not jaundicey. I'm golden tan for 30 years. That's where I get my vitamin D. Stop it. She goes, oh, okay. My liver, which is right here, my liver likes me. I think my liver's okay. You think my liver's okay?
Yeah.
It's just the stupid tan that turned my palm, right? Oh, just say right. Okay. Okay. Couple of dreams. Moving on to... Thank you, Miss Cancer. Okay, moving on to some really gnarly dude dreams, because I'm so wrapped up in the iodine and the detox and the schmidox and the back, and it's my adrenals, and oh my God, and or it's my kidneys. Or anyway, I went into full bore Jewish. You know how we are. Okay, so I dreamed 3 times in a row practically that my new car was either stolen or I couldn't find it. I know it's a dream trigger, and I felt fucking Toji hovering over me, and I was like, I wasn't lucid in my dream, but I kept saying, I want to go back into my dream and tell Toji to fuck off, because I'm not going where he is. If I go to my dream trigger, I'm just going to hang out by myself and do what I, and go see Jasper. No, you can't go with me. So, it's the dream trigger, right?
Yes.
Why can't I just get past that and go? I don't know where I'm going to go. Does that mean I am afraid to go someplace else where I've never gone before?
Because you are not moving into the dream trigger?
Yeah.
Not necessarily. Do you want to project?
No.
That is the point.
Oh, so maybe I'm... Okay.
I would express that if you wanted to...
I could get in my car and drive there. In my dream.
Yes.
Or something like that.
For
get on my dream.
You are very aware of your dream trigger.
Right.
I would express that if that was a desire of yours, if you wanted to do it, that you could. You don't because you don't want to.
Not interested. I don't want to share. Sorry. Okay, so, excellent. I think it was just a good way to blow off fear is probably more... the normal, which is like not very cosmic, more psychological, but I'm pretty sure that blowing off the fear is a good way to do that.
Definitely. And that I would express that this is an excellent use of dreams.
And last night with the cancer scare, somebody told me I had cancer, but I didn't need chemo. Thanks, Ellen. So I wake up and I'm like, okay, that was a bad dream. And it's good that I had that dream because, you know, the big C. Woo-hoo. Anyway, I got rid of that through the fear of that through that dream.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
And this business right here is just a thing. It's I've had it for years and it's nothing, right? Thank you. You're shaking your head, yes?
Yes.
And can I stop focusing on it? No. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Hi, buddy. Okay, fine. I'm fine. I'm good. We're all good. Last but not least, hi, Donald.
Hi.
Gidget. Gidget, unlike her predecessor.
I have an appointment.
Wait, oh, I love you. Goodbye. Okay. Gidget, unlike her predecessor, Gilda, doesn't like wet food. She covers over it when I put it out. Occasionally I see her nibble it, but she's eating her dry food only. She's a dry food kitty. She's a little thinner than everybody else, but she looks okay to me. She just likes dry food. Do I have to go, or is there some wet food I could use to entice her?
You can experiment. Or it is a choice. I would express that there is a potential to generate physical manifestations, for this is not a natural
diet.
Correct. You can experiment.
Okay.
With different foods, for that would be the easiest, or you can offer slightly cooked portions of fish, chicken, meat,
liver. My good stuff.
You could, incorporate a small portion of whatever you are eating and cook it less. Not quite raw, but almost.
Okay.
Almost raw.
Okay.
Meaning literally almost raw.
Why can't I just...
Only... I would suggest that you heat it briefly.
Okay.
Merely to counter
the chill.
No, more so different bacterias.
Okay.
That would not necessarily
be good.
Healthy.
Okay, okay.
Regardless of whether you are incorporating meats that are naturally grown or
whatever
you term to be organic, they do incorporate
some
bacteria that would not necessarily
I steam my liver like that. Not a long time. It's still pretty rare, but I do steam it through.
Slightly less
than
you
even
would
that.
Eat.
Okay.
Yes.
And now I'm not sure, the others won't be very interested in it. I'm not sure how to get, I'll just put it down.
Offer an experiment.
Right. Okay.
I would suggest experimenting with some fish.
Fish. Okay, I'll get some fish.
You can also experiment with fish such as sardines
or that are already cooked,
or salmon that is already packaged in the can,
or tuna.
Yes, those may not be as bothersome to
there's
incorporate,
also
or you don't have to prepare it.
Well, I don't, yeah, and also there's a canned cat food that is just fish. It has no other fillers in it. That,
yes.
She occasionally eats that.
Yes.
Okay.
Experiment.
I will.
I would express not to move in a direction that is bothersome to you or difficult, for you will likely not continue it.
Well, it's not just that, it's that I'll worry about her, because now I'm going to worry about her, and I don't want to do that.
Correct.
Hello. So I'll just do what's easy for both of us and
yes.
trust that she's not going to pull a whammy on me. Thank you.
Yeah.
She wants to eat, I can tell, but she doesn't like the food. All right, my friend.
Then experiment.
Okay, I'll experiment. I knew it. And Harold, conversely, seems pretty good.
Excellent.
I think my boy Harold is good. And I, don't you think he's pretty good? I don't think he's, I know he's 16 or 15 years old, but never mind. Let's not go there. Every day is every day.
Yes.
Just checking that Guido's good, Mr. Boy, and Tilly is Tilly. She's fine. All right, my friend. This is a good session again.
Excellent. And congratulations. And stop listening to other individuals.
Okay. Thank you.
Listen to your body.
Yes, sir. I will.
Rather than other individuals' words and experiences.
Okay. Thank you.
Very well.
I love you.
I express tremendous lovingness to you. And tremendous encouragement. Congratulations on how you are expressing at your work.
Oh, thank you. I was going to say, good. Thank you.
And congratulations in creating a comfortable situation with your non-partner.
Regin. Okay. Thank you. And tell me not to worry about Gilda Gidget one more time. I'll make that association, and I really don't want to.
No, it is not to worry about.
Okay.
Merely experiment.
Okay. Thank you. I love you. Have a nice day in heaven. Say hi to Marilyn.
Very well.
She's hovering. Okay.
And you too.
And me too.
I express wondrous loveliness to you.
Thank you.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.